Welcome to The Common Share, a podcast about the opportunities and challenges of developing cooperative businesses. The Common Share is produced by Cooperatives First, a business development organization that increases awareness and understanding of the co-op business model and supports cooperative business development in rural and Indigenous communities across Western Canada. For a backgrounder on co-ops and a better way to do business, visit our website, cooperativesfirst.com. The site has great resources and business development tools for groups forming new ventures. I'm Asa Marshall, and this is a special holiday episode where we're going to take a look at co-op's commitment to giving back to their communities. The holidays are a time of giving when people often think about donating to charitable causes. Cooperatives, as businesses that are rooted in their communities, are great at responding to the needs of local people. We thought this would be a good time to take a closer look at how individual cooperatives work to improve the lives of people in their communities. For this episode, we spoke to people from three different co-ops about their community initiatives. First, we spoke to Troy Verboom and Brad DeLory about a fundraiser that began at Sherwood Co-op in Regina and has now spread across the cooperative retailing system. How it works is, on certain days of the year, participating co-op gas stations donate a portion of the cost of every liter of fuel that they sell to a local cause. So the money from the first fundraiser went to the Regina Firefighters Burn Fund. Now they hold a few of these a year, and the money supports different local organizations that include the hospital's neonatal unit, the food bank, and Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, which provides food, clothing, and shelter to those in need. Shortly after Sherwood started this program in 2013, the co-op refinery complex in Regina, which supplies gas stations with their gas, came on board to support it. So here's Troy, the CEO of Sherwood Co-op.
These things have been quite personalized. We've done 11 of them now since 2013. And, you know, they've taken kind of a name of their own. We do one in February, which goes back to the neonatal unit at the General Hospital. And that's in partnership with Rocco Radio. And we've named that one Leaders for Little Ones, which is quite fitting. And then we have, of course, our Fuel Good Day, which is the one in September that gained traction in 2017 right across our system. And then we also have one in December, which is through Regina Food Bank, which is the title of that one is Fuel Up to Feed. So fortunate that the refinery was able to come on board with us and assist us. So they're not 5-centiliter days, they're not 10-centiliter days, they're 20-centiliter days. So it's been a great thing for the community. We've donated over $635,000 since 2013 just in these programs. And the Fuel Good Day, we've supported Souls Harbor Rescue Mission the last couple of years. In 2017 and in 2018 again, they're building a new facility, so we're very pleased to have given them over $129,000. So, you know, people have told us that they're close to pushing their vehicles into our sites because they've held off buying fuel, or maybe they've just put through $5 in to get them past because they really want to support the program. So, yeah, it's been good, and it's gained a lot of traction in the community. As soon as we start talking about Leaders for Little Ones or Fuel Up to Feed, the community is engaged, and they know exactly what we're talking about. And they love to hear the results after. We generally do a radio interview afterwards, and again, thank our friends at the refinery for participating, and it is a real feel-good program for us in the city here. If you look at the seven principles of co-op, one of them is the care of community, right? And I think that we, Sherwood Co-op in particular, do an exceptional job of supporting the community. We're about two-thirds through our year, and we have provided over 400 groups and organizations, you know, with various donations and sponsorships and assistance so far this year. So we continue to really support the community and care for community and give back to those that support us. It's just the right thing to do. You know, it really is the right thing to do. As soon as we hear that somebody's in need, we just try to help out.
So the co-op refinery complex was founded in 1935 by 8 farmers and has now grown to employ over 1,000 people. According to Brad DeLory, the Director of Communications and Public Affairs for the co-op refinery complex, programs like Fuel Good Day are a great way to engage members to support local causes.
Goes back to, I guess, the co-op way, right? And it's always about engaging with our communities. It's about building communities and sustaining them. And we're proud to work for an organization that continuously gives back. The Fuel Good Day is a great opportunity for us to, as at the refinery, to be able to locally connect with our partners at Sherwood Co-op and to really drive people into gas stations buying our product and then feeling good about what they're doing, giving back locally to charities that I think resonate with our public in general. They resonate with our employees, and it gets everybody the ability to really participate in something that's very worthwhile, and then we could actually see some of the changes that are happening in our community as a result of those initiatives. It's a great opportunity to say that right across Western Canada, we generated $600,000 for just, you know, numerous charities in all of the different regions and all the different provinces, and really gives employees an opportunity to get involved. And we're proud to say, you know, 10 cents goes a long way. We've made difference. We've made impact in our communities. And Troy and I are very proud of the way that this has gone, and we continue to build and continue to brand ourselves and get our customers involved. It's, you know, it's their 10 cents, the company is then matching it. And of course, you know, we're turning around significant dollars to charitable causes that are in the city that in a lot of ways, some of them are connected to already. And it just helps broaden our scope of that corporate giving that the co-op system is so instrumental in.
So Brad said that the refinery knew that partnering on this initiative was a natural fit for them.
The refinery produces the gas. Sherwood was selling the gas. It just made this great connection for people to understand the complexity of our organization. You know, because everybody recognizes the co-op for the retails when you're pulling up the gas bar, and you do have this great facility sitting in Regina with a highly skilled workforce that is producing all of this product that is going right across Western Canada, and something we all need, and something we continue to deliver on. So it was a great link for us to be able to help tell our story that, you know, the product that you're buying here is actually the gas that is being produced right in your backyard.
So how do co-ops in your area give back to their communities? You can share your story with us on social media, where you can find us either on Facebook or on Twitter as @co-ops_first. Thank you for joining us for this special holiday edition of The Common Share. We'll be back with our second regular season early in 2019. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm.